Great day, amazing human. Welcome to the Empowered in My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans, empower humans. So you are in the right spot to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Inke Chi. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with each episode. We will be bringing you content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and shorter episodes called Empowering Bites, where I'll be joined by my co-host, Gabby Mamone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Great day, amazing humans. Yes, I am here. She is not Gabby Two Bees. She is one B Mamone, Gabby Mamone. G-A-B-Y, Mamone. You know what's so funny? Yes. I see the name Gabby, 1B, everywhere now.
No. Hey, yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
but I saw not it. Mine. Like other people are
yeah,
Gabby
other people. 1B? Like it's on Family Feud. There's a Gabby 1B.
No way.
Yeah, uh-huh. But they don't say Gabby 1B. You're the only person that says Gabby 1B, which is cool.
Okay. Yeah, I branded myself that way.
So we're doing something fun today. Yes, Gabby came up with it. And I'm scared.
No, don't be scared. It's so much fun. I did this exercise with my speaking group, and we had so much fun. And it's about training, like speaker training, impromptu speaker training. Because, you know, like you're driving, you're stopped by a police officer, and you got to have a response.
Yes, know? That's true. And we want to just make sure that you, the listener, this is not just fun for us. So one of the things that we can say is... casual observers, you may find this as being difficult, but the truth is this is like so key and critical and helpful when you're asked questions on the moment and you don't have any time to really think about your answers and or the consequences of your answer, and you have to sort of turn it into something that's very meaningful. And anyway, so there's a rhythm, there's a way to go about this. And so we're just trying to encourage you to give it a shot. So we're going to put ourselves on the hot seat right now. And here we go. I know
so
Gabby.
This is the exercise. Okay. Yeah. So basically, I'll start off and I will say a sentence or two that should be recognizable from a popular song. Okay. And then Catchy will basically continue that or have that part of a very short, inspirational kind of conversation or mini speech or something that will inspire you, empower you, if we will. And what's fun about this is, again, I made the joke about being stopped by the police officer, but essentially this is a very powerful skill to have, this impromptu speaking skill. You'll be networking sometimes. You'll be in a boardroom. You'll have someone ask you a question. You really want to be able to give an answer, but we're going to have fun with it by starting off or using some keywords that you might actually recognize. So you ready to have some fun?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so I am going to say a sentence. And for you, Ink, I'm going to drop it in the chat box just so that you can see it as well. So here's the sentence, and I would like you to have this as part of a little mini empowering speech for our listeners. And to those listening, play along. Ink, is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in the landslide? No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. Okay, so tell me.
Hold on. So we have to please. Am I making something up? Or am I?
Yeah, the power of the pause was so dramatic.
Does that have to be a true story?
Not at all. Anything. So basically incorporate that sentence or sentences into something, into a story, into a powerful message, into something empowering for us. Start with, is this the real life, or contain it with whatever you say.
Okay. I have one.
Okay.
The first time I went to visit my dad after his tombstone had been installed, I remember walking up and looking at it, and it was a sight to see. But at the same time, I'm like, is this real life? Or is this a fantasy? Am I caught in this landslide where I just felt like I was slipping further and further away from his love, and there really was no escape from the reality of the fact that he was gone? But then I really opened my eyes, and I remember looking around, and I looked up at the skies, and there was actually this beautiful tree, you know? And I remember talking to all the other people that were there and saying that, yo, y'all better be like taking care of my dad when I'm gone, you know? And thinking that tree, I was like, Dad, you got some covering, you know? So it won't get too hot. There'll be some shade. And then I remember playing this song. I wish I actually knew the lyrics by heart, but it is Every Breath You Take, Every Move You Make, I'll Be Watching You. Mm-hmm. And I remember just now sitting down by the tomb and just putting my back up against the cool stone and feeling a connection like I'd never felt before. And just knowing that this was a place where I can safely come and just talk to my dad and feel his warm embrace. And know that he's just sitting in so much grace for me.
Come on, I need to give you a standing ovation for that one. You see, you just made a little mini speech out of some song lyrics. That's awesome.
That was so hard. You know what it was? It's the caught in the landslide, no escape from reality.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I had to, and then, is this real life? Is this just a fantasy? Open your eyes. Like, it was just the melancholy of it, but also the inspiration and aspiration. Then I remembered, that's kind of how I felt the first time I went to see my dad.
Yeah.
When we laid the tombstone. Okay, I got one for you.
Okay.
It's not so deep.
Okay.
Hold on, where is it? Yeah.
While Ink is looking for that, for anyone listening, you know, play this with people in your life over dinner with your family. I mean, these are great ways to exercise your thinking, your on-the-spot thinking skills. It's really strong to exercise your brain. No hair.
She made it hard for me. I'm making it hard for her. There we go.
It would be great if we knew the song. Oh, you dropped it? Okay, here we go. All right. Do you want to read it for everybody?
Okay. I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss, then she gave me a ticket. I put on my Walkman on and said, I might as well kick it.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you really pulled this one from the bag. Okay.
This amazing, prolific speaker. Go.
Yeah, you know, but this is great. I mean, this makes us think on our feet. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I have to share this story with you of confidence, because I begged and I pleaded with her day after day. And you know what? She just got a suitcase and she packed it. She sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss right here on the cheek. She gave me a ticket. And I put on my Walkman and dropped in my little cassette. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to walk away and I'm going to kick it. Because I was stepping into a new phase in my life. where it was like, you know what? That's my past, and I don't need to be defined by any BS anymore. So, yes, I'm glad she packed my bag. Yes, I'll remember that kiss. And I'm saying sayonara as I listen to Wham on my Walkman. See ya. Did I just date myself? Does anybody else know who Wham is? George Michael? Am I like the only one?
Oh my God. So this is a story all about how my life got flipped up upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. I don't know where you pulled that one from, but that's
from that funny song.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I love it. Oh my gosh. So that was fun. That was a lot of fun. That's going to be a fun episode to edit. I might have to find the music for the actual lyrics and actually maybe play it as
oh my gosh. Yeah. That is funny. Do we have time for another one?
We're at 12 minutes. No.
Yeah. How about I drop one more, but you make it quick.
Short and sweet.
Okay. I got it. Are you ready?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
All right, I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. I can take myself dancing. I can hold my hand. I can love me better than you can. Okay, go ahead, take us in your speech. If anyone's wondering, you haven't lost us. Wi-Fi is still working.
Okay, I have one. Oh my God. Yo, there was this dude I'll never forget I dated when I was growing up, younger. And I remember waiting and waiting and waiting one day for him to pick me up on a date. And it was like he was always late. Date and late. Date and late became the theme. And then one day I said, what's the point? And I thought about all these things. I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, say things you don't understand. I could take myself dancing. Yeah. I can hold my own hand. Yeah. And I can love myself better. Yeah. I can love myself better than you can. So I chose me and everything about me. And I think when you choose you, everything and everyone has to rise to that level. And so then I called him up and I said, yo, on this date that you are late, I don't want you to ever.
I don't want you ever.
That's your fate. It's too late.
You can buy yourself flowers.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Yay.
At its best. The reason why we did this fun activity is, you know, it's important. We have to have fun.
I actually asked her about that. I said, you know, we've done about 6 Empowering Bite episodes already into the season. We need to have a little bit fun. I really wanted to laugh today and you helped me do that. Yeah, so thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in. I know this is a crazy type of episode. It's a little bit different, but hope you enjoyed it all the same. And we look forward to seeing you on the next Empowerment Boys. But this is where we have to say, we're out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Write your name in the sand.
There you have it. I trust you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at EIMS if you would share this episode and tag us, or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your socials and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you soon.